You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting from our state capital of Illinois. I'm in Springfield, and in studio we have Dr. Daphne Scott and Brandon C. Price in our Allstate Showcase studio. Joining us on the line is National Anthem singer for the Chicago Cubs, John Vincent. And I just read this article about how you had a cold for Game 6 of the World Series. I can't even imagine that because you sounded so spectacular. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thank you. You're very kind. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was. I'm so thrilled to have you on the line. I know that. I know it's surprising that we're this little late night show. So thank you for staying up late with us. What was it like that night when you had a cold? Because I can't even imagine. You know, it's such a monumental game. There's so much history. What was going through your mind when you're like, really, I have a cold today?
You know, it started after that first anthem that I did in the first series, because I did four out of the eight playoff games, and that first one got a lot of coverage. So I did about three interviews, TV and radio interviews, on that next day, and I felt myself getting sick, and then they called me to do game one of the NLCS, then game six, and then the World Series game four, and I got a pretty much bad cold, bronchitis through the whole thing. It was rough.
I can imagine. And I know you have a performance coming up soon. I bet people want to come out and see you live. Where will you be soon?
I will be Valentine's night at the House of Blues on the main stage. Would love to have people come out there. I think it'll be a great show for, you know, a Valentine, a gift for somebody to come hang out, have some drinks, relax, listen to my Sinatra show with some other voices, and then have Tony Ocean also participate in the show, and some other surprises.
How old were you? And that sounds like an amazing show. I would love to be able. I have to be in Springfield on Tuesday, but everyone go in my place, please, because that's a perfect way to celebrate Valentine's Day. How old were you when your family knew that you had this spectacular voice?
You know, I didn't start singing until I was 29. My sister Lisa said, "Yeah, yeah."
Wait, stop. What? I thought you would say, like, I thought late, like maybe 12 when you said I didn't start until I was waiting for a teenage year. 29.
I wanted to be a football player, and I played a year of pro football in Germany, and then I was a recruiter in accounting and finance for 4 years. And my sister said, "Why don't you just give it a shot, try to sing?" And I'm like, "You know, I'm 29. I don't think I could become a singer now. And how's it going to work?" She's like, "Just try it." And I did, and I started at a couple of different restaurants, and they heard about me at Ditka's, and I auditioned for Coach Ditka and Mrs. Ditka, and they gave me a 4-month contract a year, and then a lifetime contract. I've been there 16 years now.
That's unbelievable. Daphne, I mean, and Brandon, I mean, you know, there's it comes a point in your life where you figure, well, I'm never going to do something. Can you imagine at that point in your life going, well, I'll do this, and the next thing you know, you're singing at the World Series several years later?
I will let you know when life allows me to imagine that.
Yeah.
you can do that, guys. You guys are on the radio, and that's a big thing. What people don't get is that life is so short. I just lost a cousin this past week, 50 years old. Her name was Christina Carinato, to cancer. And she has two children, thank you, a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old. And she had a very rare form of cancer, uterine sarcoma. Only 6 women out of 1 million get it. Mm-hmm. And her mother, my Auntie Mary, passed away of breast cancer at 50. So it's just, you look at life and you wonder why these things happen. So I'm always the type of person to say, hey, go out and try something. If you want to do something, if you think you can do it, if you think you have it in you, do it. And the worst that can happen is you fail. And if you do fail, it's better than not trying, because not trying is the real failure of everything.
It's just so much safer, though. I feel like so many times, if you don't try, then you can't fail.
Yeah, this is it for me right here.
Don't you like that? You know, that feeling, the excitement of possibly, you know, rolling the dice, seeing what could happen and saying, hey, it could be. You know, it could work, it could not, but if it does, God, how great would that be? And I've had a lot of things fail in my life, but I'm glad I tried it. Everything I regretted is when I never tried. I never regretted trying something.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. And here's the thing I always say is, what's the worst that can happen? I can tell you what would happen if I don't go to news right now. Mike, do I have a break before the news or straight to news? John, do you mind hanging on for another segment? We'd love to hear more about your show coming up. Excellent. Thank you. Everyone go to the House Blues for a show on Valentine's Day, Sinatra Valentine's show. Again, that's Tuesday, February 14th. You can go to houseofblues.com for ticket information, and there is VIP seating available as well as dining reservations. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. Here's a quick break, and then the news. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting from Springfield, Illinois, because why not? Joining us live in the Showcase studio is Dr. Daphne Scott, Brandon C. Price, the CEO and mastermind behind Vamp, a music, comedy, and drinking show. And on the line with us is John Vincent, a Chicago crooner who is appearing at the House of Blues on Tuesday night for Valentine's Day. Classics from and Elvis, too. I'm reading Elvis, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. Is this the list? Do I have your song list?
Johnny Cash, Louis Armstrong, Garth Brooks, a whole bunch. I do about 26 different voices.
Wow. And you said you didn't start singing professionally until you were 29 years old, but you had to have been. I mean, these aren't voices that you just come up with at 29. You've been playing around with him.
No, that, honestly, the Sinatra stuff. You know, I saw Sinatra live when I was in college at the United Center, 1993, I want to say. And I fell in love with his music, and I just started, you know, listening to it, singing along at the radio, you know, in the car like we all do and everything. If you're listening to a song you like and you sing along to it. Coach Ditka asked me, he goes, John, why don't you try, Dean Martin? Why don't you try Johnny Cash? Why don't you try Louis Armstrong? So I started messing around with it and practicing. In it, and just over the years picked up more and more voices. So now, you know, what a wonderful world, you know, you go into that, or you go into different things, and you just see what the audience likes and you try it.
Oh, that's spectacular. Brandon, you do in Vamp, do you do any voices, or is it all, do you kind of try to stay in your own voice but doing different styles?
Well, one, we can cheat because you can do a quick scene or a couple lines of dialogue in a character accent, but then you start singing and you're allowed kind of you're allowed to just stop doing it. Everyone kind of forgives that because you've gone into song. There are several of our players who are incredibly talented at impersonations. I am not one of them, but it is certainly encouraged on the stage.
Well, because it's also, what kind of reaction do you get, John, when you, I mean, there must be people who have favorites and they want you to do the same one. What would you say is the biggest request you get?
The biggest requests are, you know, particular songs. It would be Sinatra's My Way, Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World, Johnny Cash's Folsom Prisoner, Walk the Line, Ray Charles, Georgia, Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. You know, the Sinatra is pretty much how my voice comes out. You know, when I do the anthem, people say you can kind of hear it. You know, I put maybe a little accent in there to change it or make it more like sound like Sinatra, but what people like is what I'll do. So if somebody doesn't want to hear something, whatever they want to hear works for me. I'm not bound to anything, you know, and I don't take myself seriously at all because I'm kind of a screw up, so whatever it works.
Oh, I love that. But at the same time, though, I'm guessing in a different way when you're doing the national anthem for the Chicago Cubs in particular, as you did for the World Series, what do you, when you're out there on the field, what's the process like as far as like trying to find those moments in the song? Because you do have to convey so much. It's such a powerful song, and it means so much to the people in the stands, the people at home. And obviously, you know, it's just so full of emotion. What do you go through?
I get very nervous. I'm every time, you know, I just did the Green Bay Packer New York Giant playoff game, and I get just as nervous for that as, you know, the World Series or anything. Because, you know, with the national anthem, if you mess up a word, you know, it goes viral and everybody, you know, knows. So that right there, you're afraid to mess up the words. You're afraid to, you know, sound wrong or whatever. A lot of people don't like that I hold free long. I never try to showboat when I'm holding free. I hold it like that because my father was born in Italy. He's 81 years old. He had a Nazi soldier put a gun to my grandmother's head right in front of him. in a town of Palena in Abruzzi, Italy. So my mother and father are Italian immigrants, very proud to be American. I had an uncle serve in Vietnam, my Uncle Mario, who passed away a couple of years ago. And I just want to make people happy when I sing it. That's all. I don't get involved in politics or anything. I just get, you know, just try to do my best. And, you know, life is very short, and just try to be kind to people and just sing the song, and that's it.
John, who's giving you grief about how you sing the word free? Because I will take care of those people. Yeah.
Like people like, they're like, tweet you or something like, hey, you held the free too long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll get people posting on Facebook sometimes, you know, saying, hey, you know, you're a showboat. What are you doing? You know, that's not how it should sing. You should be ashamed of yourself. A lot of different things.
But you're not riffing over all over. Like, you're not Mariah Carey-ing the free. You're just delivering the free in a lovely, like, growing into vibrato straight tone, right?
Yeah. I started doing that, and I started holding it because I started thinking of my dad and my uncle. But then the crowd was really getting energized from it, I saw. And I just saw the applause that was coming in, and people were getting excited, and it was giving it energy before the game. And that's why I would hold it. And, you know, when I started,
longer next time.
Yeah, just to stick it to those people.
Hold
that
it until you just pass out.
Take a deep breath and then keep doing it.
Yeah, the biggest thing that, you know, like when I'm not a famous person. So when I had all these things happening to me and people, you know, the majority of it was very positive, but the negative ones that came out, you know, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'5". I'm well over 300 pounds. But when I was a kid, I was smaller than everybody and bullied. So it really affected me to get these things on Facebook and on the internet and on YouTube and people saying these things. And I went to Coach Ditka, Joe Madden and Coach McCarthy of the Packers for advice. And they all gave me great advice and said, hey, Johnny, when you get to this point, you're going to have people who are going to love it, or you're just going to have people that hate whatever you do. No matter what you do, they're going to have something bad to say. So you have to just keep doing what you can do and do the best you can do and just, you know.
You might want to borrow a page out of the Patty Vasquez approach to input on social media.
What's my page? What do I do?
Well, you know, you don't play Patty V.
No. Zero F's given. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I went to those three gentlemen, and I'm like, you know, hey, they're like, hey, you know, John, come on. And it's, you know, they're I think they're great guys to get advice from and successful men. And, you know, I'm kind of a baby sometimes, so I can be pretty sensitive. And, you know, I'm trying to learn not to be that sensitive anymore. And I think you get older, you kind of, and you see people you love pass or you lose things in life, you kind of start saying, okay, life's too short to be angry. Just be nice, smile, whatever. Whatever happens, happens.
Well, that's beautiful.
And Daphne will tell you, and Brandon will tell you this too, if you're getting that kind of heat or grief from people, it means, and you know this, John, you're doing something right. You wouldn't be getting any of it if you were doing, you know.
Right.
And here's the other thing, is that you're only getting some of the negative feedback. The people who love you aren't the ones that get on social media because they have better things to do with their time. They're
Nobody
filled
talks
with joy.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah, oh, I love you guys.
The haters are the non-triers.
Yeah, basically. If I would have been singing that song, I wouldn't have held that free so long. You're like, yeah, well, the next time you're up for singing the national anthem in front of a national audience, you know, yeah.
Yeah, then we'll talk.
We'll see how you do.
Well, everyone, go show your love and joy for John Vincent. Go catch him at the House of Blues on Valentine's Day. You can go to houseofblues.com for ticket information. There's VIP seating. There's dining reservations. And what a great way to spend a romantic evening. And it doesn't have to be romantic. Go with friends. Hang out and enjoy some of the classics with John Vincent. Thank you so much, sir. How can people find out more information about your schedule as well?
I have a Facebook page, you know, John Vincent Facebook. I have a fan page and a personal page. And I'm on Twitter. And you guys, you have my number. If you ever want to come into Ditka's and have dinner, it's on me. Just tell me.
What?
Yeah, you
that's
guys.
For, that's for. Awesome. Yeah, I was gonna say. Don't tell that to the audience.
No, everyone's like, hey.
That wasn't. I would love to say, you know what? Let's buy it for the whole everybody listening. But I'll buy it for you guys in the studio. Then how about that?
Yeah, that works. Mark. That's. What? John Vincent said I could. I was listening to the show, and he said I could have dinner on him.
He said to drop his name. My dinner would be free.
Oh, this is you are fantastic, John. We look forward to having you in studio, and have a wonderful evening, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, thank you. You guys are too kind. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you so much. More after this. Let's find out some positive. It's Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Daphne.
Yes,
and
it
I think
is.
I feel more weller after talking to John Vincent. More after this on 720. Yeah, weller, bigly. More after this on 720 WGN.